What I'm sharing on today's episode is a topic that I wanted to share with the world for a very long time. I was trying to make an ebook in the summer just to outline it all and have people be able to read it and learn from it. And then I started a podcast. And so what a great place to be sharing this topic that has been on my heart for so long that I really believe God has shared with me, almost like given me a vision of what menstrual health can be for women who are wanting to grow in their relationships with God and use it as a framework to grow closer to God, even in the midst of the premenstrual phase and even in the midst of the doubt and the confusion and the second guessing and the overthinking. I really believe that this framework can create just like a grounding in God and in who you are, and it's going to just be kind of like a rinse and repeat every single cycle. So I'm really excited to share it with you. I really hope that it can kind of change the way that you think about menstrual health, that it's not just a physical thing, but it's a spiritual thing as well, that we can use it to connect us with God. So let's jump into it.
Is the anxiety you get the week before your period feeling too much? Are you just wanting more calm and peace in your mind so that you can feel quote-unquote normal again? If this sounds familiar, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, a holistic and faith-based podcast for women with premenstrual anxiety. I'm Loren, a nurse, reflexologist, Jesus follower, mom, and PMDD warrior. My mission is to help you navigate the turbulence of premenstrual anxiety through things like understanding your cycle, grounding your identity in God, hearing stories from other women, learning nutrition hacks, and so much more, so that you can have more peace and calm in your life. So, if you're ready to get on up from under your duvet, been there, and start this journey together, I encourage you to keep listening. Let's get started.
All right, before I get into the information, I just want to say that there are two episodes that are kind of, or could be like preliminary episodes to listen to, just to kind of get a better grounding or understanding of the menstrual cycle and tracking your cycle as well. So tracking your phases, because that's going to be a really important part of this process, that you know, like, loosely where you are in your cycle, like not to the exact day, but it's kind of just like, okay, like after tracking my cycle for 3 months, I kind of have a general idea of when I'm approaching my premenstrual phase, and that's going to just be really vital. So the episodes are number 15, and that is just about knowing your menstrual cycle. Like, it's just very biological based and gives you the different phases and what you can expect in the different phases. And then the latest episode that I did last week, number 27, is also just like trying to figure out if you are having anxiety all cycle long or if it's in a specific phase, so in your premenstrual phase. So those are going to be helpful episodes to listen to that will support your journey and support you in this framework. Like I said, this has been a topic that has been on my mind for like 3-ish years, that I have felt God has been telling me, like, share it with the world, share this. And I started the process back in the summer, trying to create like a little ebook, like I said, but then I kind of switched gears again, and it's kind of just been sitting on my computer. And so the framework that I am teaching you is basically a reflection of the life of Jesus. And I think it's really cool that like the life of Jesus ties in so well with menstrual health. And I think, I just think that this is just so insightful from God, and how he showed us the life of Jesus and how that reflects into our menstrual health. So let me just get into it, and then I feel like next episodes or down the road we'll just break it down even more. So the life of Jesus. So what does the life of Jesus look like? Life of Jesus. So up until he was 30, kind of just did his thing. He did his carpentry, probably with his dad. He probably just invested really well in relationships. He didn't really jump into ministry, right, until he was 30. And then he was walking down the road, coming to see John the Baptist to get baptized. And John baptized him, and God from heaven is like, "This is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And immediately from there, he goes into the desert to be tempted for 40 days. And all these lies are thrown at him. And I guess after digging into it a bit more this past weekend, they're not necessarily even lies. Like, they're all things that Jesus could have done or that were kind of true, that they were just very tempting. But he, like, for him, they were true. Obviously, when we're bombarded with lies, like, or like tempted, like, there are things we could do, but are they the best for us, and are they going to fulfill God's will in our lives for us? And oftentimes, no. And so he's tempted for 40 days, and then at the end of those 40 days, angels came and attended to him and took care of him. And then he goes and starts ministry and starts getting into things. So how I see this reflected in the menstrual cycle, and it's not necessarily like based on the biology, because the first day of your cycle is your period. But how I see it is Jesus's life before he started ministry, before he was baptized, that's kind of like the follicular phase. He was doing his thing. He was, yeah, like most likely, like I said, engaging in relationships, getting to know people, doing his carpentry. And it was kind of just like steady life. He was getting prepared. God was probably speaking into him. His wisdom was growing, and he was becoming more and more in tune with God's will, I'm sure. And then ovulation is kind of just this like peak of who you are, of confidence, of just like this, like, yes, you are seen, you are loved, you are known. Like, that's kind of like the climax of the menstrual cycle, where it all is just like, it's build up to this point with the estrogen building up, and it's kind of like the grand finale. And that's where I see God saying, like, "Jesus, you are my son, I love you." And it's almost like the securing that's like, this is your identity. Cover yourself with this identity. I'm going to speak this over you. You are my beloved. Remember this. Remember this, that you are my beloved. And then immediately after that, he goes into the desert and is tempted. And what does that sound like? The premenstrual phase? Yeah, the luteal phase, where our thoughts are all over the place. We are bombarded with questions of who we are and who we belong to. Am I worthy? Am I lovable? Does anyone like me? Does God love me? Does my husband love me? Does my boyfriend love me? Or it's the opposite of like, I hate everyone and I can't stand people. And, you know, it's just all of these notions of our deepest insecurities, really, they come out. And the doubts and wondering, yeah, I feel like big one, am I God's beloved? Am I loved anymore? And those lies just like rear their head. And so that's how I see the premenstrual phase, as that's like Jesus is tempted and he didn't have any food for 40 days. And Satan is just like right there in his face, tempting him and trying to steer him away from the purpose that God has for him, the purpose that the Father has for him. And how many of you can relate to that? That you, last week, you were feeling super clear, super confident. You felt connected to God, and then suddenly things are like all over the place. Things feel derailed. You don't know if you can do it anymore. So that's how I see the premenstrual phase lining up with Jesus being tempted in the desert. And then from there, angels come and attend to him. And so often, not all the time, a lot of time with periods, women still have a lot of symptoms, or it takes a little bit of time for them to settle, and then things start getting better from there again. But I just see that, like, the care of God coming in of like, yeah, go rest, go recharge, go do your thing. And then you can kind of just see the cycle starting again, where the follicular phase is just that giving and offering yourself and being rooted again in who you are in God, kind of coming back to that place. So it's just this like cycle that keeps happening for us as women. And obviously Jesus' life didn't reflect that, but we as women are very cyclical creatures. So I think there's lots of opportunity to dig into these different phases and these different moments in Jesus' life and see how we can take that on in our own lives and what are the ways that we can dig deeper or claim the belovedness of God before going into battle and putting on the armor of God so that when we're tempted with doubts in our mind and the questions and the overwhelm and the anxiety and it feels like we're just going to succumb to it and it's just better to surrender to the lies, we know we can always go back to that rooting, that being rooted in God as being the beloved. And I'm not saying any of this is going to be easy, but maybe it can just create that awareness or that framework of knowing how to dig into God's word, or where you need to receive love or where you need to receive truth, and in what way do you need to be more grounded, or how can you be more gentle in yourself or more generous with yourself of offering to help or doing the work that you are called to do well and productively and lovingly. So there's all so much that we could dig into more with this, but I want to just introduce this to you because I feel like it's not something that most people have ever heard of or thought of. And even when I've told people about it, they're like, oh, interesting, that's cool. So I just encourage you to think about it and think how that can resonate with your own life, with your own cycle, and how you can begin to grow in intimacy with God and in trust with God through your menstrual cycle, and not just see it purely as a physical thing, but use it as a way to dig into God, into God's word, God's truth of who we are as God's beloved. So that is the framework based on Jesus' life. And I hope that really, yeah, just like resonates and you can kind of begin to see it a little bit differently with the menstrual cycle. So that's where I'll end it for today. Have a great rest of your week.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have a friend who would benefit from hearing this episode or podcast, send it their way. And if this helped or encouraged you, I would love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps get this golden information into the right ears and is really the best way for you to say thank you. When you leave me a review, I'll also share it right on the podcast. Lastly, please know that this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take the place of your primary care provider. By listening, you are agreeing to the full disclaimer linked in the show notes. All right, take care, friend.